Muncie Central High School's historic field house, first built in 1928, has hosted games and graduation ceremonies. It now has a hole in its roof and water damage to its interior after a rare tornado swept through Muncie. The school district still doesn't have an estimate of the damage, how long repairs may take, or if repairing a building is even possible.
It just upsets me that something would happen to the...
Diana Krause graduated from high school in the field house. She and her brothers all are alumni of Muncie Central. She says her brothers competed in athletic events there as well, but she could not get enough of the basketball games.
I think the most famous game was when we played Anderson. Out of the four brothers I have, I'm the only girl, so I'm the one that has to be the rowdy one. And
McKinley Junior High used to be right across the street from the field house. Krause said when she and her brothers went there, they often crossed the parking lot to go to gym and other classes, as well as school dances in the old field house.
Wish that reminded me of my days in high school that I wish I was still in, so being they, Diane, 61, so it's so many years.
Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler says repairing the building will likely take a collaborative effort.
Bearcats are pretty strong, and we'll figure out a way to come back from it.
The mayor's optimism is not unfounded. The field house is insured for $10 million. Until it gets fixed, Muncie Central's basketball team has moved its practices and games to Southside Middle School. But Krause says that gym simply does not compare.
It's totally different atmosphere, and just I don't think it'd be the same.
In Muncie, Tony Sandlaben, IPR News.